here at the studio sitting at 58 degrees. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy Monday.
It's a Monday.
September 11th.
Fun day Monday. That's right. Getting back into the swing of things. Speaking of getting back into the swing of things, Mr. Mayor is surprising us on this second Monday of the month.
Before you go any further, this is the perfect segue because you said getting back into the swing of things.
Where are you getting at?
Golf.
Oh.
Mr. Mayor, this is so cool. He hit a hole in one.
Now, here's my thing. Was it on video?
It was not a matter of fact.
But it was witnessed.
But a matter of fact, the three of us who were playing couldn't even see it because it was up the hill on out at Cedar Ridge. And so my friend Ralph Smith and Dan Kennedy's were there. And when I hit it, Ralph said, well, that's going right towards the hole. But we could, because it was up on the hill, we couldn't see it. So we get up on the green and we don't see a ball around. And so Ralph goes and looks in the hole and said, yeah, it went in the hole.
Wow. That's impressive.
It would have been so neat to be there. And the weird thing about this, and I know we have a lot to get to, but I just have to say this. For some reason, there's an odd tradition that the person who hits the hole in one is supposed to buy a round.
Yeah,
for anybody
that's
in the clubhouse. Come on, that is so backwards. However, you happen to be golfing on a pretty early Sunday morning where not very many folks were around. So you got kind of on the lucky end.
I got a good deal, didn't I? Except then I got a call about 10-15 minutes after I left the golf course from Bruce Hovden, who was one of the guys who happened to be out there, and so he got a free drink. He said, well, thanks a lot. You left your card here at the course, so we're going to have another round on you, too.
Like,
so,
Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Super cool. Is that your first?
It is my first.
That's really neat.
And the guys at the course said, well, you can send in to the company of what kind of ball you used, and they'll send you like a certificate and maybe some free golf balls or something. So I went on. It was a Srixon ball. So I went on online and looked, and they have right on there, right on the Srixon website, hole in one reporting. And so I filled it in, and they said, we will be sending you your certificate.
Oh,
so,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Now on to the business.
Yes, it is the
So now, okay, I'll probably have a whole bunch of people coming up to me and say, hey, I didn't get my free drink yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking myself.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just go out there. Well, congratulations on that. It is the Community Conversations brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center this morning with Mr. Mayor Dean Andrews. Of course, we do have a lot to talk about, a lot of construction going on here in downtown Charles City. Some parking lot improvements are right behind the Union House. You went out and checked that out here this morning. How's it going?
It looks like it's going really well. Like you say, they've only been at it for 4 days, and there's a lot of work been done over there already. One of the comments I do, well, a couple comments, I guess. One is, I've heard some comments, oh, we're going to lose all this green space. Well, we're not going to lose, we're going to lose a little bit of green space, but most of that green space between the pub and Jackson Street, no, Riverside, between Riverside and the river is still going to be all grass over there. Maybe a little bit of that will be taken out, but most of what's being taken out is green space that was in the parking lot or along the businesses there on Jackson. So, yeah, we'll lose a little bit of green space, but there's still going to be plenty of green space down in that area. Where was I going? Well, yeah, they started, like I say, just this week, and they have 30 working days to complete the project. So sometime during the week of October 16th, that project should be completed. So, it doesn't take long to get from September 11th to October 16th. So it'll be a little inconvenience for a while, but I think it's going to really be a positive improvement. The other thing, because a lot of the spaces that are being, that looks like dirt today, will be permeable pavers in the new parking lot. And so because of that, the city, I think I mentioned this before, but the city got $1 million when we did our wastewater treatment plant upgrade. We got $1 million of interest money back to work on what they call sponsored projects. So we were hoping that part of this parking lot project could be, we could use some of that sponsored project money to help pay for that, so it wouldn't be, local tax dollars going for that. Well, we found out that not only part of it, but 100% of that project is going to be paid for by these sponsored project dollars. So that's a real plus for the community. And then the other plus is when we bid it out, the actual bid came in less than what it was projected to be. So we're going to have some money left over. And so I think the plan is to do some more permeable streets over in that neighborhood where we have the permeable paver streets already. There's some streets over there could use some work and repair and replacement. And so I think we're going to get some more blocks of permeable pavers on streetways also. So a good use of that sponsored project money.
Can't get better than that.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, and I think the businesses that are being affected by it have really just taken it all in stride and being pretty creative about how they are handling things. And granted, it's for a short time, which is great. It's going to be worth it in the end of it. So.
Yeah, we haven't heard any complaints from the businesses over there. They're all just say, hey, it's going to be a short time. Yeah. We'll make it work, and it's going to be good for us going forward. So that you're right. The businesses have been very, very good with this project.
Yes. Housing conference recap.
Yeah, we went to Steve Deers, our city administrator, and Katie Nolte, who is our local public housing director, Emily Garden, who's the co-chair along with myself of the ADC Housing Commission, and then Ginger Williams from the chamber, went down to Cedar Rapids last week to the Iowa Housing Conference. And we were down there because, as you know, we've just been recently designated as an Iowa Thriving Community, which qualifies us for a lot of tax credits, which hopefully is an incentive to get developers to come to Charles City to do some projects. And so part of why we were down there was to present our case, kind of tell what our plan is, what we're going to do, but also just to meet with some developers. That, you know, this was a big conference and a lot of people there and a lot of developers were there. So we kind of got our name out there as far as what we can do. And so when we applied for this Thriving Community designation, the project we were looking at was out by the Southwest Development Park. If you go down that, I'm not good with my directions, but that road that goes north and south that goes along where Trelleborg and CDI, those businesses out there.
It's Industrial Road, or if I'm not mistaken. Like anyway.
Commercial
Boulevard.
I think you're right. Something commercial, like yeah. So if you're going down that, going to the south.
I think you're right.
On your right-hand side is all those businesses, but on the left-hand side is some vacant property that the area development owns. It's really not a very large parcel, but really not big enough for an industry to be there. It's kind of adjacent to, there's the housing project that's up there behind the hospital, kind of adjacent to all the homes that are over there on 11th Street. So it is kind of almost a residential area as much as an industrial area. So our pitch to the housing conference was that would be our project, and we would build some multifamily units, some apartment units out there that would be market rate apartment units, would be good for people that maybe work at those businesses in the industrial park, but it would be good for anybody. The ADC is going to gift the land, which is a major gift to a developer. The city is going to extend 13th Street from South Main all the way to Commercial Street.
Corporate Drive.
All the way to Corporate Drive.
We started with a C.
Yeah. And it was commercial, corporate, you know, what's the difference?
Same thing.
So it will extend 13th Street all the way up to there. So the city's putting in there's already infrastructure as far as sewer and water. So it's a very, with the city putting in a street, ADC donating the land, is a very attractive site to a developer. Plus, we have these $1 million of housing tax credits to use. So we're hoping that in the next, you know, several months or 6 months or whatever, we can talk to several developers and see if we can get somebody that might be interested in that project. When we applied for these housing tax credits, but the state then contacted us because there was also low to moderate income housing tax credits too. And they said, would you like, you know, you have some areas that maybe, would you like to get $1 million of tax credits for low moderate income housing? And we said, well, we sure would. So, you know, we're looking at that possibility also. And the project that we're looking at possibly there is the Cedar Health, the old Salisbury Baptist building. That building has been abandoned, I guess you would say, for several years, and is getting starting to become kind of an eyesore, a nuisance property. And so we'd love to get somebody come in there and do something with that, whether it's remodeling that facility or if it's beyond the point of remodeling, because it has had some water damage, it has some mold in it, probably, I'm assuming, asbestos in it. So maybe rehabbing that is not feasible. Maybe tearing it down and starting over is a better project. You know, whatever somebody would come in here and propose to us, that would be great. So that gives us more tax credits even to use to another developer. And it could be, and we could be in other areas of town too, both the housing tax credits and the low-income tax credits do not have to be on the sites that we propose. They could be on any site that we, you know, if a developer comes and says, well, I'd like to do something in this area here, that'd be great if we, you know, so what we're looking for is developers, I guess, to come in and you know, the city doesn't want to be in the real estate business. You know, we don't want to develop it and then sell the, but so we want a developer to come. Although some cities have done projects like this, and then once it was completed, they've then sold it to a developer, to a management company. So, you know, I guess that's even a possibility. So we do have a housing, our local housing task force meets tomorrow morning. We always meet the second Tuesday of the month. So it worked out really well timing wise. So we'll have a nice discussion tomorrow morning as far as what's going to be our next steps to, you know, to try to get some additional housing in Charles City. And, you know, you go to this conference and every town our size has the same story. You know, we need more housing. And the fun thing about going to this conference is hearing what other communities have done to stimulate housing in their communities. You know, whether it's the Area Development Corporation, the city, a new developer, there's been a variety of combinations of people who have stepped up to get some housing created. So that's also interesting to hear what other, because, you know, you always think of R&D as research and development, but it was mentioned at this conference, R&D might mean to recognize and, what's the word I'm looking for?
Design?
No. Right. Oh, that's terrible. Steal, but it's not steal, but duplicate, recognize and duplicate. Boy, there was a...
It's a Monday morning,
you know. But yeah, you know, you see what somebody else has done that's been successful, and you duplicate it in your community. So that was another big positive of going to this conference, was just seeing what else is being done around the state. So
definitely great news.
Yeah, that's very good news. Yeah,
definitely so, needed housing.
Yes, yeah, so hopefully we'll get some. I mean, and we use the Union House as an example that, you know, that those 37 or whatever it is apartments over there came on online and available, and within 2 months they were all rented out. So obviously people are looking for housing. So, and rental, you know, that's another big thing we hear from some of our major employers, is that some of their people who are coming to town don't want to just buy right off the bat. They kind of would like to kind of get the feel of the community, rent for a while, and then maybe buy at a later date. And so, you know, the quality rental facilities, like I say, like the Union House, we have a big need for that. So
good deal. Anything else city-wise to talk about?
Boy, I don't know. There's always something city-wise to talk about, but I think those were the two highlights I wanted to talk about today, because they're both, you know, I think big progress for our community.
Definitely. And I agree. Thank you very much, Dean Anders, for joining us this morning. Of course, Mayor Monday, once again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. We'll talk to you next month in October.
October. They'll almost be done with the parking lot by then.
They will. Hopefully we won't have snow by then.
Yeah, that's right.
It's 59 degrees downtown Charles City with Justin Bieber.